Welcome to RV Talk Radio. Here we talk about RV living, RV lifestyles, and RV travel. We also celebrate the RV lifestyle that gives us the chance to do outdoor activities that we couldn't do in a normal lifestyle. So thanks for joining us. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and let's talk about RVs. This video is made possible by Ranger Rob Poopy Bags, available on Amazon right now. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to RV Talk Radio. I believe we're in episode 135, plus or minus two. And tonight's a special night. We're having a live show. Not with just one set of people, but two sets of people. And one's in a pair, and one's equivalent to a pair. Whoops, sorry. And today we have Wayward Wags. And love the hat. And I was so tickled that you we have your wife, too. I thought I was just going to be the Dustin. We got both of you. So it's so nice to have both of you. And, of course, we have Papa Drew. Hi there, dude.
And what's up, brother?
And what's really neat, first of all, I want to point out to everybody that both of you guys are, I'm not sure about your wife as a supporter, I guess, but you're both vets.
Yes, sir. Right on. Proud to be a veteran.
Yeah. And I didn't ask if your wife was in the military or just supporting the military, which is harder.
Yes, she had the harder job. She was she was the spouse for the whole duration there, so she probably had a harder job than I did at some point.
Yeah, I do you guys have any kids? I never did ask.
We do. Yeah. She's 18. She just started college.
She's 19.
She just turned 19.
Oh, okay. So she started college. So have you guys been together for quite a while?
20 years this year. Actually, just started in some of the places that we met and got married and all that stuff this year.
Wow. So I got to ask. So for the people who just came on board here, the Wayward Wags are full timing as we speak, and
yes, sir.
And then Drew and I are just hopefuls.
Yes. Someday
we can full-time. Someday. Actually, I got the full-time before, and then I settled down. But we'll probably do it again when we get into our Medicare days or Social Security days. But until then, my wife is working because you probably know this story. Healthcare is our issue. It's, affordable healthcare.
We got fortunate with that. Being in the military and being retired, so we got good medical.
That's wonderful. So yeah, I got to ask: did your 19-year-old is he with you, or is he moved out now? He or she?
She. Yeah, she's in college back in Alabama where we left. I retired out of Fort Benning, and we lived right across the river in the Alabama side. So she went to college out there in Alabama, and as soon as we got her settled in. We gone.
So does she think you guys are nuts?
No, she's actually enjoying it. Yeah, she's absolutely jealous. She wished that we would have been able to do this while she was younger, but unfortunately, I was prior engaged with military service. So
gotcha. So like Drew and myself, we just sit on the sidelines and drink and say, "I wish we could be out there with you."
Yeah, while we work full time.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today, Drew?
We're doing okay. We're sitting over here. We just opened up a bottle of wine from our wine club.
Yes.
Which is Paso Tombstone. It's a dry red. And the name of the vineyard is The Graveyard.
Nice.
And it's quite yummy. I highly recommend it. I don't get paid to say that. I buy my wine, and it's kind of expensive. But you know what? It tastes good going down.
I'm waiting for a hand to come across the screen giving him a $50 bill.
Exactly.
I don't get paid to say this.
Thank you very much. Checks in the mail.
So, Drew, last night you did a live show on YouTube.
I did.
And you're going to try to do that every week. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think we're going to move it from Wednesday because I'm killing Dustin and them over there at Wayward Wags with a time difference. Mm. And I think we're going to move it to Sunday. So I usually launch my videos every Sunday morning is when the videos come out. And I think Sunday night you'll get a double dose of me, which is always good, right?
Lucky us.
Yeah.
Lucky us. And, yay.
You can see me live. So you can yell at me if the video sucks. You can yell at me that night live on YouTube.
Very cool.
You can critique me live.
Oh, all right. We'll be happy to. That's what we do. Sure. Oh, man. So switching over to the Wayward folks there, how long have you been full-timing?
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
We left on September 3rd is when we launched from Alabama. Mm-hmm. So we got our daughter set in school, like we said. And then we've been doing kind of like a memory lane tour. We've been planning going full time for 2 years before we actually went full time.
Wow.
So
that's good planning on your part.
Yeah. So we had plenty of time to plan our initial route. So we went to a lot of the places that we were stationed when we were in the military. Mm-hmm. And places that we met, got married, honeymooned. So we got to see a lot of the stuff 20 years later. So we got to plan that initial route. We'll end up down in Texas for the holidays.
Now, are you guys in your RV now? I think you are, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, we're in Oklahoma.
Okay, so we found out just prior to the show that you guys have a Montana fifth wheel like us, and I haven't had wine yet. And no, I'm drinking cranberry juice, people.
I got it.
So anyway, so you have a 2013, did you say?
2019.
19, oh, yeah, so you're really new. Man, I think it must still smell like a new car.
Yeah, we actually bought it about a year before we went full-time because we wanted to do some trial runs and some practice. And so we went to some places that were closer to home. We kind of went a little further out each time in that first year. So we started 2 years out planning. Then at the year mark, we bought the RV and did some practice and then launched after the two-year mark. So it took a lot of preparation and downsizing. We took our time at it. We wanted to make sure we're doing what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it.
Nice, nice. So what kind of rig are you pulling it with?
We have a 2016 Ram 3500. It's a single rear wheel, but it does really well.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They got a whole great video series on how to start from a house to move into the fifth wheel. They documented it really well. Yeah. And if you haven't gone and checked out their channel, highly recommended by Papa Drew's RV. Yes. Go check out with
Of course, people that are watching this show, if you go down to the description, you will find the Facebook pages of both Drew and the Wayward Wags, and you'll find their YouTube channels. And I highly recommend you get in there and subscribe. Subscribe. Yes.
Yeah, we're having a ton of fun with it.
Yeah, you guys look like you're really killing it. And I noticed the other thing I wanted to let listeners know that this is a podcast and we're usually an audio show. So RV Talk Radio's regular audio version of this show will come out Monday on YouTube and on the podcast, which distributes all over the it's gigantic. So so those of you that get a chance to see us live, it's kind of rare because we usually just do an audio show. So but it's kind of fun to do a live show just out of the blue. So
We appreciate you having us, Rob. Man, this is awesome. We are humbled and thankful to be on the show tonight.
I don't know how Drew and I actually kind of connected, but it was really quick. And it's like, before you know it, we're doing shows together. And he's been very supportive. And he has a Great Dane to show off my poopy bags.
I do. Use those tonight.
And prior to the show, by the way, I found out that you folks buy my poopy bags. And then you threw me that you're actually using it for a bearded dragon.
Yeah, we travel full time with a bearded dragon named Scout, and so basically about a box of your poopy bags is almost a lifetime supply for us because he only goes about once a week, and because he's free range in the RV, he can go anywhere at any time. But it's solid. It's like bird.
Droppings,
and you just pick it up, and so we have to use that to dispose of this
because it does stink.
It smells.
So the
bad.
Bags hold the smell in. We can get those out of there.
Oh, it's lemon-scented bearded dragon droppings. That's hilarious. Because we were talking, he goes, "How many is in the box?" And I said, 120. And they're going, "That'll last forever." And I'm going, "Well, most dogs poop twice a day." And then they finally told me they had a bearded dragon. It's like, that's amazing. There's a commercial there somewhere, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I should do, the greatest dog owner in the world. I should come up with something with a bearded dragon. How big is your bearded dragon? Is he pretty big?
But yeah, because, you know,
he's 21 and a half inches.
Yeah. He's a pretty big dude. Size? He's getting wider.
He's wider? He's wider?
He's wide.
Wider. Yeah.
He's chunky, huh?
Not longer.
So how did you get into that? I guess, how do people just suddenly say, let's get a bearded dragon?
I'm very OCD, and when our daughter wanted a pet, I would be the one that would end up taking care of this pet. She was not going to do it for very long.
Yeah,
how that goes.
And if you didn't tell her to feed her fish, she wouldn't feed them. So how was she going to keep an animal alive that was worth more than a goldfish? So I figured the best thing to get her would be a desert animal that could survive weeks without food.
Well, I'm glad you went with a bearded dragon, not like some big giant boa constrictor or something.
Yeah.
You could call the snake Huggies.
Yeah. But he's really cool. He's on our channel a lot. He hangs out with us. He's a really cool little dude.
That's cool. So, Drew, what have you been up to? You getting ready to go out this weekend?
Not this weekend. We got a lot of running around to do with one kid's got detention in school.
Whoops.
We got to take care of that. So being the papa, right? And then the other kid has a carnival at her Catholic school, and we got to put hours into that. So we're running back and forth between two schools in two different directions, and then trying to get an oil change on the RV so we can head down to Silver Strand State Beach for Thanksgiving and smoke us up a turkey.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Right on the beach, yeah.
Before I forget, Drew, you got something special coming up in about a month and a half in Courtside. What's going on?
We do. We have a big meetup with Jones and Two Travels and Sweet Travels and myself and maybe some other creators that might pop in and surprise us. But we have a big meetup over there, and we're welcoming everybody in, and we're going to circle the wagons and have a potluck dinner one night. I think one time we're going to drive out to the solar bar where there's no electricity and have a bar out in the middle of the desert. You need four-wheel drive to get out there. I think we're going to head out there, and then we're just going to kick back and have a great time.
Cool.
Just kind of meet everybody and give away stickers.
I was kind of hoping I'd get an invite, but if I get an invite, I might try to make it out there.
Well, we'll think about it, Rob.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything in the mail. No emails, no formal requests that Rob could come, but... You know, so actually we're thinking about our RV still in Central Oregon. You guys kind of know the story there. So I got to keep it up there a little longer because we have an estate to take care of up there. So we're going to probably drive over for today. Found out it's only 150 miles from our house. So we can be there in, 3 hours?
You can stay with us. We have no leveling jacks. So when you walk, the RV rocks really bad, but it's a good thing because we save on toilet paper. We just sit down on the truck.
I can slip in the back of the truck. I can get one of those 5-gallon buckets. I'll call Bob Wells and I'll get it all figured out.
We got a better system. We just sit on the toilet and have the kids run back and forth, and we have a bidet.
Oh, sweet.
It works out great.
Well, you're in the desert and you got poopy bags, so you're all set.
I know, yeah. See, I've just use those. It's good to go. I still like the 5-bucket. I want to try that 5-gallon bucket. Sounds so popular. It's like
I've done that.
I'm in the Marine Corps. So I'm gonna use like one of those swimming little styrofoam things and put it around the edge of it. I think it would be much more comfy.
Yeah.
How about one of those donuts that you inflate?
Yeah. So I'm going to put some technology and engineering into mine.
Just don't get the donut with the net, Rob.
Well, if I design it right, I could actually put my poopy bags in there to catch everything.
I'm thinking it through.
But yeah, so we're either sleep. You know, if we spend the night, we'll just sleep in the back of the truck. And we'll use your bathroom.
We have a 33-foot class C. There's plenty of room for you.
Oh, we're good. We're,
we'll put you in the overhead.
No matter what, we'll just get over there and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what was the dates on that again? Did you say the dates?
It's January 17th. Out there when the big tent is up and everybody can with us. We're going to be sort of close to the tent, I think. Aaron from Jones and the Travels in charge of that. He was in the Air Force, so we gave him the orange vest and the little handheld things so he could park stuff.
So can you say the date again? Because we had a freeze up.
Yeah, the date is January.
Wow, every time you say the date, it freezes.
Come on down. 17th through the
20th. So wait a minute. He's freezing again over there.
Yeah. 17th through the 20th.
Well, we just lost.
Every time you say the date, you freeze up. Kind of weird.
All I see is an icon. 17th through the 20th.
Okay, so let's try it again. What's the date again?
The date again is January 17th through the 20th.
Through the 20th. Cool. I assume in 2020, right?
That, yes.
Yes. Okay.
And if this is good, we'll do one every year.
That's kind of funny how you're you weren't freezing it at all until you had to say the date. And then when you said it the second time, it did it again. I couldn't believe it. So, okay, cool. So we got courtside, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I was thinking about...
We lost the Wags.
Nope, they're there.
No,
we're good.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's California. You know, they're kind of having troubles over there. It's a good thing us neighbors, Arizona people, are here to bail them out.
So, don't get me started.
So, quick question.
Don't do it.
I got a question for you. Here it comes. You ready, Drew? You got to tell us
your best shot.
You got to tell us your poop story.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, which one? There's been so many.
Oh, the one I heard last night is a repeatable story. I got to hear it.
So there's a few things that I'll do in the RV myself. I'm pretty handy. I can fix some things. And things I found out that I don't want to fix. And it's better just to pay somebody.
Playing
with the tank probably won't. So the story starts with honey, because my wife loves to dump the black tanks. She'll get out and do it, and you know what, kudos to her, she'll get out and she'll dump that black tank and she's no fear. So the question I had for her was, honey, is the black tank empty? I need to work on the valves. Her reply was yes. So I went over to the little buttons that you push. Don't ever trust the buttons. Just don't do it. So I pushed the button. The button said empty. Everything's good in the world. So one day after work, I'm wearing my dress pants and my nice Clark leather shoes. And it's about 100, 105 outside. And I slide underneath the RV. I open up the wet bay. And I take the wrench and the socket out, and I take the first bolt off. Everything is fine. I take the second bolt off. We're still okay. Third bolt, starting to get an odor. The fourth bolt was the problem.
Release the Kraken.
Because the black tank was not empty, as everything had indicated. It was half full. So when the black tank came out, the wet bays are not designed to retain water. There's holes in the wet bays. So it came through the holes onto my dress pants in 100-degree weather.
Kind of like a shower.
Kind of, in a certain type of way, onto my Clark shoes. And I'm sitting there, and I'm – thank God I had a trash bag because I was able to stick it kind of underneath and – catch it like a Ranger Rob poopy bag.
Oh, sweet.
And I couldn't quite like leave it the way it was, and it was, my face was probably maybe 6 inches away from the compartment I needed to work on, and it's really hot, and I had to replace the valve and get the seal in just the right way. And
yeah, you might as well keep working on it at that point.
Well, the four letter word is very diverse. It's used quite often in many different scenarios. So we got the valve in and we closed it, and we immediately tried to get most of the stuff out of the wet bay, and we drove over to the nearest car wash while nobody was looking and sanitized not only myself, but also the wet bay.
That's almost a nightmare.
I was in the rental yard, so there was nothing I could do there. And, well, what do? You just got soldier on, right?
My gosh.
So that was my... There's certain things, folks, out there that you should do, and there's certain things that it's worth $100 or $150 to have somebody else do.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's worth $150 to have somebody else do that
all day, twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm never doing that. I'll do the gray valve because it's real easy, and I'll do the but never the black valve again. Never ever. That was. I still wake up in cold sweats. And I was wondering who ate the corn nuts.
So wrong.
This ain't mine.
So I have a question for the Wayward Wags. This is a common question that comes up a lot. And I'm curious to find out what problems you've had and what solutions you've come up with. And it has to do with internet access.
Okay.
Did it start out like the way you expected, or did you find the internet was a pain right off the bat, especially since you do a YouTube channel?
Yeah. Well, on our YouTube channel, we are generally 3 to 4 weeks ahead.
Right.
So if there is a problem, a video is going to post for the next couple of weeks, no matter what, anyway. And we move every week, so hopefully we'd hit another area that's got good service. We have the Verizon Jetpack, and it's the true limited, no throttling that we got grandfathered in, but they don't offer that anymore.
Yeah.
But we grandfathered in, so we have that, and it's been working really well for us.
It's been great.
You're lucky.
Yeah. And actually, we're very remote right now. We're up at Lake Elmer Thomas on Fort Sill in the mountains, and we're on with you guys tonight.
Yeah. We're having more trouble with California than we are you guys. So that's amazing.
It's because I live above a bar. What do you want? If there's an earthquake, I'm set. I've already got my earthquake escape plan already set up. I got a 50-foot rope with a basket. I figure I'll just lower it over the side. They can fill me up with wine and cheese, and I'll pull it up to the top.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Well, we did a lot of research on that before we went full-time, because we wanted to have a reliable internet source, and we found this before we went, and we did a video on it when it was still available to the public. And one of our pet peeves when we were searching was we found like YouTube channels out there that were talking about internet and all this stuff that they could do with their internet. And oh, by the way, it's not offered anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So I just watched the whole video for nothing. So when they discontinued that plan, we took our video down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't be the first one to ever do a video like that, because I've heard many people that were grandfathered in. And so
Because we didn't want people to watch the whole video and go, oh, man, Wags, thanks.
Clickbait.
Yeah.
I was telling back in 2007 when we full-time for the first time, we were doing internet marketing and stuff like that. Not so much YouTube channels, but back in those days, hardly any RV park ever heard of Wi-Fi and stuff. Yeah. So it was so frustrating. We'd have to go, like, Oregon Coast was a nightmare. So we've eventually ran into somebody from the military that was using HughesNet. And so back in those days, you had to have the surveyor tripod, and then you had to mount on that, line it all up. Every time we moved, it was like, oh, I got to set up the HughesNet. And when there was a pulsating signal, I was like, but that was a nightmare. Bullshit. Now, at least most of the RV parks have got some form of Wi-Fi at least.
We haven't really used theirs.
No, we haven't.
Because we have ours, so we generally just use our.
And I don't know if it has any factor in it, but Verizon has been
great
very good to us.
Yeah.
Coverage-wise. Even in places where we thought we would lose it, we have not lost it.
Yeah, we'll get a little buffering when we're streaming, like watching Netflix and stuff like that every once in a while, but nothing terrible.
Yeah. One of the things I do recommend...
Still around? Is Netflix still around, or did Disney kill it?
We still got Netflix. Yeah. And we use YouTube TV.
We got Walking Dead to watch, man.
That's right.
We use YouTube TV for our cable, so we run that through our Verizon Jetpack, so that's how we watch TV.
Cool. One of the things with my thing that I like to talk about with the internet is We still have and still use and still love it, as we have Wi-Fi Ranger on our RV. And okay. What's really cool, like most people know, that if you go to like 1,000 trails, a lot of times they'll have internet, but it's only in their community center. Who wants to go down there and try to do all your internet stuff? With Wi-Fi Ranger, as long as you can get kind of lined up with the community center, you can pull that internet from there. And so we did that time and time again. And of course, there's other places where, like casinos, if they had internet at the casino, but you're way out in their parking lot, you could pull their internet to your RV. And it was such a nice, I still to this day really like, there's some other systems out there now for half the price. And I hear that they work pretty good. But
we have Wi-Fi. We have Wi-Fi Ranger on our coach too.
Oh, do you?
And I have the SkyPack Pro, so I can actually put a SIM card on the top of mine. So you can just use the Verizon SIM card off of there. And my whole thing is, if you're a subscriber and you come over and you knock on the coach, I'll give you the guest password to the Wi-Fi Ranger. And there'll be times that I'm at a park that I will get Wi-Fi in my coach and I can broadcast it and repeat it from really far distances.
I've done that before,
so it really
too.
Works. Yeah.
Yep. Several times where we just have some people just in for a while and it's like, all right, here, just tap into this one. We'll take care of you. Sounds like you guys, as far as you don't have too many internet nightmares.
No, not bad at all. And it's not a must have for us. I mean, it's a really nice to have.
Yeah.
But not a must have. I mean, so we don't rely on YouTube as an income source. I'm retired Army, so I have a pension, and we have medical coverage. So it's just more of a fun thing for us. So if we don't get a video posted, then we just won't get a video posted.
Well, now my next question, by the way, and this is probably for Ross a little bit. Dibley, how do you say his last name? Dibley?
Dupre?
Ross Dupre.
Oh, it wasn't even close.
Is that what you're talking about?
So he has the same attitude as I do, but so do you guys have solar on your rig?
No.
With no plans.
What? You haven't invested $2,000-$3,000 into panels galore and the whole works?
No. Well, we discussed just briefly. I mean, we're mostly full hookups. We like our conveniences. We don't see ourselves boondocking a whole lot. A day or two. Yeah. And we have battery power and we have a generator, so we can go a couple days. And so we really didn't see the need to invest in solar.
Yeah, I know. Ross, we were having some discussion, and I think on Drew's show, and they were talking about solar. And both Ross and I are going, hey, just get good batteries and a good generator. You're set to go. Save yourself a lot of money.
And when we did our budget, we budgeted out enough to stay in parks most of the time anyway. So there's no really need unless we're going out to courtside or we're going out to a rally out boondocking somewhere. There's really no need for us to do it. So we're just not going to.
So I know whenever I boondock next to like Drew at nighttime, we just move our power cord over to his rig. And I think I just lost Drew. Where'd he go? He's kind of still there.
I'm listening. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, lost your signal. Well, we lost your picture, but we can hear you. Oh, he's coming back. He's back. It's like square dancing, man. You just switched sides of the screen.
Hey, look, jazz hands.
Literally, you moved from the left side to the right side. He's like, maybe because he wasn't getting enough tension, so he needed to be on the left side.
I'm just sitting here. Hey, this is good wine. Keep talking.
I'm happy. You're floating all over the place there. Oh my gosh, that's funny. So, guys, as vets, both of you, have you found any advantages of being vets? Have you found staying at parks or anything that's been an advantage, or just the people just embracing you better? What's your overall feeling as vets being out there in the RV world?
Dustin, go ahead.
We definitely have. Like I said, we're staying on a military installation right now. And you have to be an ID card holder
to stay.
So you either have to be active duty or retiree or dependent to stay out here. And it's way cheaper. I think we're like $13 a night out here. Hookup. And so yeah, it's great. And we can use anybody's. Even though I'm retired Army, I can use Air Force, Marine Corps, Navy.
Nice. Good.
Places. And while you're on those places, we can shop at their PX, their commissaries, tax free. And their gas is always a little cheaper. And so it's definitely nice. And everywhere that we've been so far on our travels, when we ask for military discount, not just at RV parks, but just, you know, general places that we shop, almost everybody offers a military discount. So definitely beneficial. We've saved a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before I forget, I was just looking at the chat and I saw a friend of mine, Aaron Jimerson, was on there. I don't know if he's still there or not. But he's got the other version of Wi-Fi Ranger. So if you're still on there, Aaron, can you type in what the system's called that you have? Which you can buy at Amazon for like half the price. But if he's still there, I'll see if he types it on there and I'll let everybody know. But so, Drew, and you're being a veteran in your experience, what kind of good things have you, or good or bad?
Well, I'm a little bit different. So I'm not retired because I was a Dumas. And didn't put my 20 years in like I should have. So I don't quite get the benefits that the WAGs get over there. I do raise my Marine Corps flag, and I have had people come over and say, hey, you know, thank you for your service, or other Marines. I mean, it's a little – I don't know how the Army is, but the Marine Corps, it's like a huge family. And when other Marines are displaying their flag and whatever, I get stopped all the time. And, hey, what unit were you in? Where did you serve? How come you weigh 300 pounds? I get that a lot.
Dude, he's another Marine.
Dude, are you not PTing? No, brother, I'm not PTing. Look like I want a PT? So pass that beer over here. Let's get her done. So, I don't get that. But the nice thing about being a vet is I do get to take advantage of I was honorably discharged. I get to take advantage of the scholarship, the VA programs. I get to buy the houses on a lot cheaper with no money down. I'm part of USAA, which I highly recommend. It's really good for insurance and stuff for vets. I make a little bit too much money, so I don't qualify for the health care, but I'm sure when I go full time and the money situation drops down, I can use the VA system for health care. Nice. But I can't go camping on bases unless like Dustin would invite me back on. And I'm not sure I want to get up at 0500 in the morning and stand out there. I love the country and I'm really patriotic and I love it, but I tend to sleep into like maybe 0515.
Yeah. we were quickly reminded today that we are on an artillery base.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
the boom booms are loud.
I guess that would be a little disadvantage. It's like most RV parks are right next to a railroad anyway, so what's the difference?
But out here, the WAGs can really take advantage out here because right up the street from me is Seal Beach, Sunset Beach. I think it's Sunset Beach, but they have a giant Navy munitions place right there, and they have full hookups for RVs. And it's super cheap, and you're right on the water. Camp Pendleton, which is down the road from me, another great RV park from what I've heard, right on the Pacific Ocean. And then even further down going into San Diego, where we're going to be camping, is right next to where the Navy SEALs train.
Wow. Yeah.
So the Navy SEALs go running across our beach, and when they do, all the women for some reason come out of the RV, and they stand on the berm. And they have these scorecards. I don't understand. And they hold them up. It really motivates the Navy SEALs unless they get like a one or a two. And I think those guys just drop out.
Hey, Rob, one more thing I wanted to mention. That we definitely would not be able to do this lifestyle if it were not for our VA benefits. Our VA benefits are paying for our daughter to go to school.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. For your daughter? Really?
Books, her housing,
everything
is completely paid for through my pension and through my VA benefits, and we definitely would not be able to live this lifestyle if it was not for that.
Yeah,
because we'd be paying all that.
And my son, Air Force, he used the GI Bill. That's how he got his degree. And I just thank goodness for that. And I didn't realize that you could pass it on as a 20-year person to your kids. That's awesome.
Yeah.
if you serve so much, there's certain requirements that you got to meet to be able to pass along. But I went, I got 2 degrees while I was on active duty for free.
Wow.
And then I got to pass my benefit on to her after I was retired. So it's worth doing 20 if you don't get killed.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Wow. That's
a free flag.
That's amazing. So that's good stuff. So one of the things I was going to ask you guys about on full timing is I know that you've had a lot of luck with the internet and things like that, and you used a lot of bases, but there's got to be one of those stories of the RV park from hell.
Yes.
So now, you got to share.
That's one of the things that we are very adamant about on our channel is sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want people to be tricked into living this lifestyle, because it's not always kittens and rainbows and it's not always great days. And usually when you have your bad day, it's a really bad day.
Yeah.
RV. So we had one of those in Branson.
I wouldn't say it was an RV park from
hell. It wasn't their fault.
Because it wasn't the park's fault. Yeah.
So we got abruptly awoken at 2:00 in the morning by a heavy banging on our door. And so I'm thinking, like, is something on fire? What's going on? It had been raining all day, and we were lakeside at this RV park in Branson, Missouri. And so I opened the door, and there's like a camp host or somebody. Yeah. And he's like, hey, I just want to let you know that the lake is rising, and it's coming up, starting to come over the road. But the forecast said it was going to stop raining
in the middle of the night,
and so he's like, other people are going, you guys don't have to go, but you can if you want. You know, some people are going. There's only one way in, one way out of this park.
Yeah.
And so we're like, eh, we'll be all right. That was stupid. Mm-hmm. But it was like raining hard, and it's 2:00 in the morning. Last thing you want to do is hook up and leave, especially if it's not going to be an emergency. So we're like, we'll be okay. So we went back to sleep, and then 3:00 in the morning, another loud bang on the door was the Branson Fire and Rescue, and they said, you're leaving. And at that point, the water was under our RV from the lake and quickly rising. Just in the time that we got out and we're getting everything unhooked and getting hooked up to the truck and everything, you could watch it rise. Like, it was an urgent situation.
Well, the power blew.
The power, two RV spots over, the power was popping and sparking. And I'm trying to unhook our power, hoping, praying to Jesus.
Yeah. As you're standing in water. Wow.
Yeah, I'm standing in water, and it's pouring rain. It's 3:00 in the morning, and we went to bed at, like, midnight. So we're working on 2 hours of sleep, basically, because we were just back to sleep from the 2:00 wake up.
Yeah.
And so, but impressively, we got hooked up in the middle of the night, and we got out of there. And they wanted us to go over to the Bass Pro parking lot, and it was just jammed with RVs. And I'm like, we'll get trapped in there, and we don't know when we're getting back out. So our next destination was Kansas City, so we just hooked up and drove to Kansas City in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like a 4.5-hour drive.
And we forgot some things, because we have a checklist that we go by on moving day.
Uh-huh.
We forgot some things, and we broke some things.
Yeah.
And, but...
when we say we, it was you.
I love it. Shut
up. Yeah, let me see how this works.
Wasabi.
Never going to let that go, are we?
No. But it was a very high-stress situation.
It was.
And things like that are going to happen. We had another pretty bad travel day a couple days ago on the way here. So it's not always fun, but like we've said many times on our channel, that even through the stress and all the stuff on a bad day, once you get there, you get set up and everything's good again, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely seems like a phenomenon. It's like when we full timed, like when you have a full day, it seems a bad day, the whole day just kind of I think it's a mindset too, and it just keeps hitting and hitting and hitting. Finally, when you finally get everything put away and sit back, and it's like, you just take a deep breath, have some of Drew's wine, and then start have another day, you know?
And the next day is fine, you know? And you kind of get the amnesia effect, like childbirth.
Yeah.
Because the next day, you're like, oh, that's good. But when you're going through that terrible situation, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I remember one of the worst things that ever happened to me, pooling, was coming over a little mountain from Seaside. and we're going to Central Oregon from there, coming down a mountain pass. And I was using, I have those exhaust brakes. And oh, so if you let exhaust brakes stay on when you go to an idle, your engine will quit or can quit. So I'm going down a hill, and I've got my exhaust brakes on, and we notice this is slow down or something going on down below. So we started slowing down, and which in a diesel, you go to an idle, right? So my engine quit, and all I could see maybe a quarter mile down the road is a line of cars, and I don't have my power brakes anymore. And so it was one of those oh shit moments. You got what, a 3625 Montana pushing you down a hill, and you don't have steering. It's just stiff and no brakes. And so I don't know how I stayed clear headed, but I actually put it in neutral while we're trying to stop, started the engine again, shut off the exhaust brake, of course, and then put it back in gear. And I was smoking. I was smoking my brakes all the way down to those cars where they were waiting for it was a flagman down there.
Yeah.
I swear, if there was a time that I needed to change my underwear, that would have been the day.
It's so crazy what your mind will do in an emergency situation.
I remembered all the things I needed to do. And otherwise, that could have been a disaster, because without power steering, without power brakes, that thing was not slowing down.
And like with our situation, we were it was the middle of the night. We had never hooked up at night before.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain. We were working on no sleep. Mm-hmm. And it was getting to the point where if we didn't get hooked up in the first or second try, they were going to make us leave.
Yeah. Just
because there was only the one way out of the RV park. So they, and we got it hooked up on the first try. And we don't even get it hooked up on the first try in the daylight sometimes.
I know what you mean. It's amazing when you're under pressure.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's crazy what you can do. Funny.
So, in RV Talk Radio, we talk about the lifestyle. We don't talk so much of how to fix things and all that stuff. We do occasionally. Yeah. And so we like to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, only because we want anybody that's coming out here to know the truth, just like you guys do. And so, and of course, it's more dramatic when you have the scary stories like that and stuff. And it's so rare. There is a lot of things out there that are concerning, especially lately. And so now you're kind of out there. Two of the things I've been hearing a lot about. One is safety.
Yeah.
Because there's more people out there using these facilities, and the population of stuff, and people not taking care of our forests or national state parks where there's a lot of abuse going out there, because people are leaving their garbage, all that kind of stuff. And I don't think you guys have boondocked that much, so you probably haven't seen a whole lot of it, but there's a gentleman out there, and some people love him, somebody hate him, called Little House on the Road, and he's really good at just telling the facts. And people don't like it, but he's like, guys, you're ruining it out here. And he's pretty frustrated. And he's trying to teach us, pick up our stuff. Don't leave garbage in fire pits. All kinds of things. And go to the bathroom in a bucket instead of bushes, So what's your observations? Right? Since you're kind of new out there, obviously I've seen the difference, because we've full-time twice. But now you're right out there right now. Are you noticing populations, longer wait time, getting things fixed at an RV place? Are you feeling the effects of more people out there?
So far, I don't think so.
No, I mean, it's not super crowded. I think the prices of RV parks are probably going up.
Yeah.
Because of demand. Because we were going to be staying longer in Texas when we get there for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we had a little bit of more of a problem for extended stay sites than, along the way we've been 1 week at a time. Okay. And we haven't had a problem. Yeah. We booked pretty far in advance.
Well, and it's not the peak season for places right now. So I think that's why it's easier as well.
Yeah, there's a lot, we've noticed a lot of long-term
There are a ton of
long-term. In every RV park, there's people that live in the RV parks. And yeah. and a lot of them, unfortunately, don't keep their place clean. Yeah. It looks like a yard sale out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, they come down to the parks and they pull out their smoker and start cooking meat yep. in the parking lot. Yeah, I know those kind of people.
We have a neighbor who has actual fencing
built
around,
a privacy fence
around their door area.
I've seen that before. It's like
that was a first draft.
Oh, I know. It's like, and a lot of RV parks don't like that, but they still do it. They put the little fences around for the little dogs and
yeah
stuff. And it's like, you kind of see the good in it, but you also see like, I mean, it looks like a mini mobile home park.
Yeah. And so we're like, well, we're leaving in a week, so.
Yeah.
So, no biggie.
Hey, Drew, I was going to ask you about that a little bit. So you're hitting a lot of that California beach stuff. Are you feeling it
tight
in prices? Are they getting kind of out of control or anything?
Yeah, we're on the other side of the flip. We're part time, so we go out once a month. So we're on the other side of the coin. It's a 6 month window to get in any spot just for the weekend. During the week, you'll be okay, but out here, just to get into the state parks, it's a 6 month window that you have to book in advance. And for us to get the beachfront camping that we got for Thanksgiving, you can book over your 6 month window. So you have to kind of book the whole 14 days and then cancel part of it.
Yeah.
I have that little tricks and tips on the, on my channel. So, and we're also seeing an increase big time in state park rates. So they're going up to about $75 a night.
Holy moly.
Or like I'm paying 75, I think 65 a night for where I'm staying with partial hookups, and that's just water and electricity.
Yeah.
And then they come to the honey wagon and they'll pump you out. So it's not too bad, but that's a $20 charge. The other thing that they're now doing is they're charging at the state park, some of them, not all of them, comment below, but they're charging on some of the dump stations. I know Silver Strand State Beach, which is a state park, is now charging you $65 a night beachfront property, and they're charging you, I don't know, $22 to pay at the pump or the dump.
Oh my
gosh. It's like a robotic little thing that you put your credit card in and the thing comes up and then you dump and then it comes back down.
That's amazing.
So they're starting to nickel and dime you. We used to camp a lot at we still do because we love it, at Thornhill Broom. That's gone up from $35 a night to $45 a night. And I just did a video on that where we walked up in the summertime in a heat wave, and I actually got in, which was amazing, on a weekend, which made my wife happy. Yeah. But, yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. And then as far as cleaning up the camps, I have a secret. What I tend to do is I have two kids. So if I leave one behind, one, it cleans up the grocery bills. They clean, and it's kind of like leaving wood for the next camper.
Yeah.
So we tend to just try and leave. Well, they keep coming back, which is
don't you hate that?
Yeah. But we've tried. We really don't do that, folks. Please send all your email to Rob.
In care of Drew.
But no, people out here, they're pretty good about taking care of the campsites and stuff, and picking up after here. We do a lot of state park camping because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
But now the private RV parks are the same price as the state park, and we got to swim where we're staying. February, I got beachfront property at a private campground for $75 a night with a swimming pool, jacuzzi, and all the amenities, and it's a resort. So why am I going to go do partial hookups at Silver Strand State Beach when I can just go to the resort and camp on a beach too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get twice as much with full hookups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't make sense.
So when are the Wayward Wags going to be in Arizona?
Probably 2020 sometime. Not sure. We haven't planned past the holidays.
Well, yeah, so. I'm kind of hoping to still get invited to the courtside thing. But if you happen to be going by, you got to give us a holler. First of all, we'll do a video together. That'll be funner than a heck. But and just tell us what RV parks you end up at, and we'll come visit you.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I don't
know. You guys aren't going to make it this year, right? Maybe next year.
We'll be out there this year.
Yeah,
maybe next. Yeah.
If you get over here to Arizona, boy, we'd love to meet up with you. I may have lunch or coffee or something. Yeah. On your way to Tombstone or something.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest things that we have experienced so far in this lifestyle is meeting new people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're not afraid to meet up. We meet up with subscribers and other YouTube channels, and we just had a blast meeting new people.
Yeah.
Talking to them, swapping RV war stories, and if it's a veteran, swapping real war stories and all that good stuff. So
yeah, we had a really good time. A couple that's followed our channel, our radio show forever. In fact, they won one of our RV locks that we're giving away back in the day. And we met them over at the Lost Dutchman State Park over here, which I've never been at, and I live here. And it was like, what a great excuse for us to drive out there. And it was wonderful. Yeah. And we had a great time with them. And we did a video together, but gave me a real chance to get a good look at the Superstitious Mountains that they call them over here. It's some beautiful places to stay here. So
as the Army moved us in the 20 years, they've never sent us west of Oklahoma and Kansas. Really? So
So once we do get west,
I think we're going to devote a whole calendar year to the West Coast.
At least.
Well, we'll definitely have to catch up, and then we'll conspire to go, you know, find a way to catch up with Drew and see if he'll at least offer us a glass of wine or something.
Probably, or maybe some bourbon.
I think he's drank all.
Yeah. By the way, I came out with a cooking show yesterday, the day before, and I was supposed to use bourbon in it. I made bread pudding. It was a video that just came out, and Cooking with Ranger Rob. Anyway, so I went to go to Safeway, and I was going to use Crown Royal. Do you think I could find Crown Royal? I mean, tons of booze all over, so I ended up using Jim Beam, but it turned out pretty good. But, I'm a Crown Royal kind of guy, and I was a little disappointed. So
I'm any kind of bourbon kind of guy.
So I'm hinting to Drew to have a bottle of Crown Royal waiting for us when we get over there.
I have a bottle of beer. So how are you guys making Thanksgiving in the RV? Are you guys doing it in the RV, or are you going somewhere else to do it?
Good question.
We will be at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mama's cooking my turkey.
Isn't that frustrating to go to someone's house, and then you got to sit there and try to figure out how the toilet works?
I know.
Where's the pedal?
We don't have a pedal.
Well, that'd be nice. So you're gonna be are you taking the RV actually to their place, or are you gonna just be at a park and drive over?
We're at a park.
Yeah, park close by.
Yeah, very nice. But we're gonna bring Scout over to the house, and we'll hang out over there for the holidays. Most part, we'll be in the RV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your ambition? What's your ambition to going to Texas for?
Well,
we haven't been back in a long
time. We have not been back in 8 years. It's well overdue to go see my family.
Oh, okay. Your family's down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're
going to see you. Neat. So when's the last time you've been down there?
It was right before we went to Germany.
Yeah, we went to Germany in 08.
Yeah. How long were you stationed in Germany?
3 years.
3 years there.
Really?
Yeah,
my son was over there for 2 years.
Oh, good. Where was he at?
Well, I actually had two kids in there. I have a nephew we're taking care of. They were stationed a half hour from each other, and I can't remember the name of the two, but they're very fortunate because they both went in at the same time.
That's cool.
So they're actually kind of together for 2 years. Made it a little nicer for him, which is my son's cousin. And so it worked out really good. But they like Germany. They learned a lot. And probably learned some things I didn't want them to learn.
We got to travel around Europe a lot because of being stationed in Germany. So it was a blast.
Yeah.
Did you do Korea too?
I was in Korea. She didn't go with me to Korea.
That was
I was in Korea for a year.
Okay. Where, in Busan?
No, I was up north, close to the DMZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did a vacation. I was stationed in Japan down in Sasebo in the Marine barracks town. Yeah, and we did a vacation for 10 days over in Busan.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I do need to remind everybody we're about 3.5 minutes out.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when we do shows like this, you go, once you really get on a roll, you go, where did the time go? It's amazing.
It is. Yeah.
So it doesn't mean you don't have to stop talking. Keep talking.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, now what do we do? Let's do jazz hands. Yeah.
Before we get off, Rob, I'd like to mention that I hope that everyone had a great Veterans Day. And for all the veterans out there who serve and people who are currently serving, your children who are serving, thank them for their service. And we really appreciate that. They are the reason that we get to live this lifestyle and that we have the freedom to do what we do. And we really appreciate that. We are very veteran-centered on our channel. We honor a fallen hero at the end of all of our videos. A percentage of everything we make goes to veterans in need. We just made our second donation to an organization in northern Oklahoma, and that video is coming up on Sunday. We just love giving back to the veteran community because of what they've given to us. So, just wanted to.
And we have actually other channels and stuff, and we do have some stuff where we. But our biggest thing over here is you know, loving the American dream. And loving our country. And I'm not a vet, but that doesn't mean I can't do my part. And that's so my part is like, guys, there's people out there putting their necks on the line for us. And so there's a lot of stunts going on nowadays. It's like they need to pull their heads out of their asses because you guys are doing some amazing things and scary things or have done. And I just don't think they comprehend it. I think it's getting lost somehow. And so I think it's important. Biggest thing I guess I'd want to pass on is if you're young, go study history and do it on YouTube. An example is like I started to study how did the Depression actually happen? And so I actually started studying it, and suddenly I get this big story of how everything happened, World War II, or one and two, and the whole works, and what caused it all. And it's like, if people take time and go back and find out what our military and vets and America did and has done, there's a lot of honor and patriotism there. And there's, you guys got to, I know things are peacetime now, but, and there's a lot of stuff going on that's not so good, but all in all, it's like, you guys know what's going on out there, and you guys are there to protect us. And I think that gets lost. And so as a civilian, I always have been, our job is to bring that back and support you guys. So
we really appreciate that.
You betcha.
And even in our short travels so far, we've got to see in person a lot of the history.
A
lot of the war museums and the installations and just a lot of the history. It's been really educational just to be out on the road. And we seek out stuff like that because it's just interesting stuff.
So, hey, guys, I got to cut us off. And I am so sorry, but I always enjoy you, Drew. Thank you so much for your support. It's so nice to have, I got to make sure I say your name, Dustin and Leslie from Wayward Wags. Want to remind you that both of these channels, their links are in our description. Please go visit them. Please subscribe to them. You will not be disappointed. So anyway, we do have to scoot along, and I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight, and be safe.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Rob.
Take care.
See you next time.
Thank you very much for watching our video. Please take the time to like, subscribe, and share our videos all over the whole wide world. Thanks.